Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 13th and final chapter of Hilchos Nedarim. In this parak as well, the Rambam continues his discussion of the concept of hafara, when a father or a husband removes the neder of the daughter or wife, respectively. Halacha Aleph. Mefer Adam u'mekayim debrei ishto u'bito b'chol lashon, v'afal pi she'ena makeres, she'ena isha tzricha lishmoa hafara o'akiyam. A father or a husband is able to remove or ratify the neder taken by his wife or his daughter, respectively, in any language, even one that she doesn't recognize. Because ultimately, the woman does not need to even hear the hafara or the kiyum, the nullification or the ratification. Halacha beis, v'keitza nefer. What is the actual process of nullifying the neder? Omer, mufar o batel o ein neder zek klum. Ukiyot b'dvarim she'inyanim akiras haneder meikar. Bein b'faneha, bein shelo b'faneha. To remove the neder, he simply says it should be nullified, it should be waived, it's nothing, or anything else which implies that the neder has been uprooted from the onset. And this could be done in the woman's presence, or even if she's not actually present. However, if instead he says, I can't handle the fact that you've taken a neder, or this is not a neder, in that case, he has not nullified it. Similarly, if he says to his wife or his daughter that the neder is forgiven, it's been released, it's been set free, in any of those statements, the indication is not that it's been removed as it was from the onset, and therefore it's not going to be a valid nullification. Because the process of the father or the husband removing the neder is different than that of a Torah scholar removing a neder in a different context. They uproot it from the very onset. Halacha Gimel. Mekeitza mekayim. How does he ratify it? Kagon sheyomer la, kayam lechi, o yafe nadart, o ein kamoseich, o ilu lo nadart, hayisi medirech, v'chol kiyos bedvarim, shemashman, shirat beneder zeh. If he says that he's ratifying the neder, or it was a good thing that you took the neder, or there's nobody like you, implying that he's happy with what she has just done, or had you not taken the neder, I would have done it to you myself, or anything along these lines which imply that he indeed desires this neder. Halacha Dalet. If one, in a different process, as the Rambam will go on to explain, does bittul, he nullifies the neder of his wife or his daughter, we'll see again, this is different than hafara, then he doesn't need to say anything at all, and all nedarim are going to be nullified. What does it mean that he's nullified it? How do you do that? He forces her to do something that she had forbidden upon herself. But with regards to the concept of hafara, he doesn't force her to do it. Here, he simply waives, he absolves the neder using the process of hafara, and then he can leave her be. If she chooses to do it, she can do it. If she doesn't do it, then she doesn't have to do it. Lachavav, ketzad, there I'm going to illustrate further. Nadra onishbash lo tocha o shlo tishta. If the woman had taken a neder or a shvua, that she wasn't going to eat something or she wasn't going to drink something, v'amar la mufer lach, and he said to her that it's been waived, it's been nullified in this fashion of hafara, hariza hefer umuteres lechov lishtos. In that case, it's indeed been nullified and she's permitted to eat or drink. Not avanasan la, v'amar la tzliv ichli, tzliv shti, harizu ocheles v'shosa v'aneder bat me'ilav. If instead he doesn't say anything, he just gives it to her and says, here, eat this, drink this, in that case, she's allowed to eat it or drink it, and the neder has been nullified all on its own. That's the concept of bittul versus hafara. Halacha zayin. Hamefer nedrei bito ishto tzarach lehotzi bisvasa. However, if one does hafara, then he needs to enunciate it with his lips. V'im hefer belibo ein mufer. If he simply thinks it in his mind, it's not going to be nullified. Avol mevatel eino tzarach lehotzi bisvasa. El mevatel belibo bovad v'kova oza lasos bein asta bein lo asta batel haneder. With regards to one who is trying to nullify it using the process of bittul, there he doesn't need to say anything, as the Rambam has already explained. He just has to have it in his heart that he wants to nullify it, and he forces her to do the thing, whether she had done it or whether she doesn't do it, as long as he had tried to do make her forced to do it. So then in that case, the neder is going to be nullified. Halachas. Neferin nedarim b'shabbos, bein l'tzorach shabbos, bein shelo l'tzorach shabbos. The husband or the father is able to do the concept of hafara to nullify her nedarim on Shabbos, whether it's for the sake of Shabbos or whether it's not. V'lo yomar la b'shabbos, mufer lich, k'derech sh'omer b'chol. However, on Shabbos, he shouldn't say that it's been nullified for you in the same way that he would have on a wet, regular weekday. Ela mevato b'libo omer la tzli ichli tzli shti v'kiyot b'zeh. Instead, what he should do is nullify it in his heart, and then give it to her and say, here, take this and eat it, or take this and drink it. In other words, he should do bittul rather than hafar. Lachates. Ha'omer la ishto olibito, kol nadarim shetidori mikan v'aj avo mimakum ploni, harein kayamin, o harein mufarin, lo mar klum. If somebody says to his wife or to his daughter that all the nedarim that you might take from now and onwards until I come back from a certain place, in that case, they should be either ratified or they should be nullified. He hasn't said anything. That's not substantive. Similarly, if he had made a messenger, an agent, to act on his behalf, to nullify it, or to ratify it, that too is not meaningful. Shneimar, as says, Isha yikimena, v'isha yifirena. It's specifically her husband who has the ability to ratify it or to remove it. And the same thing applies to the father as well. Though the pasuk was talking about the husband, the same thing applies to the father, that he needs to do it himself. He can't have an agent do it. Halacha yud. Asr atzma b'te'enim v'anavim, b'en meneder b'en mishvua, v'en sh'asr atzma b'chol min, v'en sh'amra te'enim v'anavim elu, v'kiyim l'te'enim hever l'anavim, o sh'kiyim l'anavim hever l'te'enim, ma sh'kiyim kayim, ma sh'hever mufar, v'chein kol kiyot v'zeh. If the woman had forbidden upon herself figs and grapes, whether with a neder or with a shvua, and this is whether she had forbidden herself to the entire species, or she had said this particular group of figs and grapes, and then the husband or the father, respectively, goes ahead and ratifies the neder of the shvua regarding the figs, but annuls it regarding the grapes, or he ratified it regarding the grapes, but annulled it regarding the figs. In these cases, that which he ratified is going to be binding, and that which he had annulled is going to be annulled. And so too in any similar case. And we don't say, in contrast to that which we do say regarding a Torah scholar, a chacham, removing a neder through the process of hatara, that part of it that's been removed and the whole thing is removed. We don't say that by afara. Instead, that which he removed, and that which he ratified is going to be ratified. Halachiyud Aleph. Misha nadra ishto v'shamav hitfes atzma benidra, eno yachal hafer shikarei kiemla. If somebody heard his wife had taken a neder, and then he uses that neder to apply it to himself, in that case he's lost the ability to nullify it, because ultimately he has upheld it. Nadra hu v'tfisa atzma benidra mefer eshala v'shalo kayim. If he had taken a neder, and then she used it to apply to herself, in that case, he's able to go ahead and nullify her neder. But, of course, his neder is still going to be binding. Halachah Yud Beis, Ketzad, then we'll give us an example, he'll illustrate. Shama ishto obito omrim harini nazira, vamar vani. If he heard his wife or his daughter say, I want to be a Nazirite, and he says, me too. Enu yachol hafer ushneim nazir. In that case, he's no longer able to nullify hers, and both of them will be nazir. Amar hu hareini nazir v'shama hi v'amra v'ani mefer lo v'shelo kayim v'chein ko yotzu zeh. If he, however, had been the one who had said, I want to be a Nazirite, and she heard this and said, me too, in that case he can still nullify her neder, but his is going to be binding. And so too in any similar case. Halacha yud gimel. Nader la'atzmo v'hedira kamosa v'gomar b'liba la'adira v'amra amein harei zeh enu yach l'hafer. If the husband or the father had taken a neder upon himself, and then he had administered it to his wife or his daughter respectively, the same type of neder that had applied to him, and he had intended to do that, to apply it to her. And she responded, yes, she said, amen. In that case, he's not able to nullify that neder. V'im nadar v'hedira terech she'ela, leidama b'liba, kamo she'amar la, hatirti b'neder zelios kamosi olo, v'amra amen, hariz amen v'la. If, however, he had taken that neder upon himself, and then he had administered to her, but not as trying to apply it to her, as much as he was asking her whether she also wanted to have this neder applied to her or not, and then she responded in the affirmative. She said yes. In that case, he's still able to nullify it. Halacha yud dalet. Ketzad. The Rambam is going to illustrate this further. Amr la harini nazir v'at. Klomar v'at nazira kamosi. V'amra amein. Enu yach lafer. If he says, I want to become a Nazirite, and you as well, as if to say, and you too should be a Nazirite, and she responds, amein. In that case, he's not able to nullify it. Amr la harini nazir. Uma tomri v'at nazira kamosi. V'amra amein. Harizei yafer. If, however, he had said, I want to be a nazir, and what do you say about it? Do you also want to be a Nazira like me? And she says, yes, amen. In that case, he's still able to nullify it. Vim hefer la, shalo bato, shezek kimisha tala nidra benidra. And in fact, if he nullifies hers, in that case, his also will be nullified, because this is like he had hung his neder upon hers. Amr lo, harini Nazira, vata, v'amar amen, enu yachlafer, v'chein kokiyot v'zeh. If she, however, had said, I want to be a Nazira, and what about you? And he says, yes. He applies it to himself as well. In that case, he's no longer able to nullify hers. And so too in any similar case. Halacha tezvav. V'isha shenadra, v'shama acher, v'hidpes atmo benidra, v'amar v'ani, v'shama avia obayla, v'hefer la, shela mufar, v'zesh hidpes atmo chayiv. If a woman had taken a neder upon herself, and then somebody else had heard it and extended it to him too, he said, I also want that neder to apply. And then her father or her husband hears about it and nullifies hers will indeed be nullified. But the one who had extended it to himself, he will still be bound by that neder. If a woman who didn't have a husband and wasn't in the domain of her father had said that this meat should be forbidden for me after 30 days pass, and then she gets married within that 30 days, even though at the time when the neder takes effect, she's in the domain of her husband, nonetheless, he's not able to do the concept of hafara, he can't nullify it. Because at the time that the neder was taken, she was not in his domain. And it's about this that the pasuk says, that the neder taken by a widow or a divorcee will be binding. And this is even if she had already been betrothed to him at the time when she had taken the neder. Because as we've already seen, the husband is not able to remove nedarim that had taken place before the marriage was fully completed. Halach Yud Zayin. Nadr tachas baila, shiya basar asar al hela achar shloshim yom. O shetia nazir al achar shloshim yom. Vehefer la baila. Umeis, o gersha v'sok shloshim yom. Afal pi shebashah shahil neder l'chol, har hi grusha al amana, har zi mutaris, shekfar hefer la neder zeh. If a woman had taken a neder while she was married, that the meat should be forbidden to her after 30 days, or that she should become a Nazirite after 30 days, and then the husband had nullified for her, and then he had died, or he had divorced her within those 30 days. So in that case, even though at the moment when the neder is supposed to take effect after the 30 days, she's divorced or she's a widow, nonetheless, she's not bound by that neder, because it had already been removed for her at a time when she was married to that man. Lach Yudches. Amana ogrusha shamra hareni asur b'yayin kisha en nase v'nisis ena ba'al yachol hafer. If a woman who was a widow or divorcee had said that I should be forbidden to wine when I get married, and then she gets married, the husband is not able to nullify that neder. Amar v'hi tachas baila hareni asur b'basar kisis garish hare ha'ba'al mefer ukisis garish tia mutaris. If the woman had said while she's married that I should be forbidden to have meat when I get divorced, in that case, the husband is able to nullify it, and when she gets divorced, she will still be permitted to have meat. If the husband thinks in his heart that the neder should be ratified, that is going to be ratified. And if he nullifies it in his heart, as we've already seen, that's not going to be a valid nullification. Accordingly, if he had nullified it in his heart, he's able to go back and still ratify it. However, if he had ratified it in his heart, he's not able to go back and nullify it unless he's done so within a very short span of time, the amount of time it would take to say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, in order so that the power of his thoughts not be stronger than the power of that which he explicitly says. Halachachav. Hamakayim nidro bito o ishto v'nicham. Hariz anisha alachacham umatir lo hakamaso v'chol zeromefer la bobayo. If somebody ratifies the neder of his daughter or his wife, and then he regrets it, he's able to go to a Torah sage who can go and undo that which he's done and enable him to, on that very same day, go ahead and nullify it. If, however, he had nullified it, and then he regrets that, he's not able to go to a Torah sage to have that undone in order so that he can go ahead and ratify it. Halacha Chaf Aleph. Narmo rasa shenadra, v'kiyim la'avi alavado, obayla levado, v'hefer laha acher. If a girl who was at the stage of being a Nara, and she had been betrothed, had taken a neder, and then either her father alone had ratified her neder, or her husband alone had ratified her neder, and the other one had nullified it, even though afterwards the one who had ratified it went to a Torah sage and had that ratification removed, nonetheless, he's not able to go back and nullify it along with the other one that had already nullified it, because they only have the ability to nullify it when the two of them do so together. If somebody had twice said to his daughter or his wife that the neder should be upheld, that it should be ratified, and then he went to a Torah sage to have the first one removed, then the second one takes effect. Amr la kerem lach, umofer lach, v'lo tachol lakama, el im kein chala hafara, hayze mufer, she'ena akama mo'ol achar hafara. If he had said to her that it should be ratified, and it should be nullified, And the ratification should only take effect if the nullification takes effect, kind of convoluted. Then in that case, it's going to be nullified because the establishment of it, the ratification, can't work once it's been removed, as would be the case in this case. Amr la kayim umufer lech bebas achas harizik kayim. If he says at the same moment that it should be ratified to you and nullified, then in that case, it is going to be upheld. It's going to still be ratified. Amr la kayim lech hayom harizik kayim l'olam. If he says it should be ratified for you for today, in that case, it's going to be ratified forever. Amr la mufer lech l'machar eno mufar sharei kimo hayom l'machar eno yachal hafer. If he says it should be nullified for you tomorrow, in that case, it's not going to be nullified. It'll be binding because essentially then he's ratified it for today. And then that means tomorrow he's not able to nullify it. Amr la kayim lech shah achas v'avar hayom v'lo hefer harizek kayim. If he says it should be ratified for you for 1 hour and then the day passes and he hadn't nullified it, in that case, it's going to be binding. V'ein omer m'shezek kimish amr la hafer mufer lech l'achar shah. We don't say that this is as if he had said that it should be nullified after an hour, shari lo hozi afar mipip, because he didn't actually say the nullification explicitly. Amr la kayim lechi shah achas, uksha avra shah amr la mufar lech, hariza safik. If, however, he had said that it should be ratified for you for 1 hour, and then once that hour passed, while it was still the same day, he said it should be nullified for you, in that case, it's a case of doubt. Lefikach asur benidra. Accordingly, she must keep her nedra as if it was binding. Im avra al nidra ain aloka. However, if she violates it, she won't receive lashes. Halacha chaf gimel. If somebody takes a neder upon himself in order to fix up his personality, his beliefs, and ultimately start doing things more correctly, then that is considered good. It's considered as if he acted with alacrity and he's praiseworthy. Ketzad, that I'm just going to illustrate further. For example, if somebody had been very, very gluttonous, and he took an edder upon himself that he wasn't going to have meat for a year or two, or he was completely addicted to drinking wine, and he forbade wine upon himself for a long time, or in fact, he forbade himself from ever becoming drunk. Or if somebody was constantly chasing after wealth, riches, and then he forbade upon himself receiving any gifts or benefit from the people in that area. Or if somebody was very, very proud of his beauty, of his physical beauty, and therefore he took upon himself a neder to become a Nazirite, who's going to have to let his hair grow long and become disheveled and eventually have to shave it off. All of these type of nedarim, and those that are similar to them, are ways of serving Hashem. And it is about such nedarim that Chazal had said, nedarim are a fence for one to be separated from this worldly things. It will enable him to be much more aesthetic. Halachav dalet. V'aval pi shehein avoda l'Hashem, lo yar ba'adam benedre yisr, v'lo yar gil atzim v'hem. However, though it can be that nedarim are a way of serving Hashem, a person still should not have too many nidrei iser. He shouldn't accustom himself to do this. Rather, he should just separate from the things which it's fitting to separate from without actually taking a neder. The final halacha of the parak, and the final halacha in all hilchos nedarim. Amrucham kol neder ki'ilu bana bama. Chazal teach us that anybody who takes a neder upon himself, it is as if he's built a bama. A bama is a private mizbeach, one which was forbidden during the times of the Beis Hamikdash and onward. And therefore, it's as if he did something which was inappropriate. Him avar benadar, mitzvah lishal al nedro, kedei shelo yehei michshol lefanav. And if he nonetheless violated and he took a neder anyhow, in that case, it is a very important thing for him to go and have his neder removed in order so that it not be a stumbling block before him. But meder memurim, when is that true? Benidri Isser. This conversation is regarding Nidarim of the Nidri Isser category, when he prohibited something upon himself. Avanidri Hektish mitzvah lekaiman, v'lo yishal alayan el midochak. Regarding those things that he's taken upon himself as a Nidar of the Nidri Hektish category, where he's now sanctified something to the base of Midrash, he's obligated himself to bring a karban. In that case, it's a mitzvah for him to fulfill them, and he should not have them removed unless he really needs to. Shneimar, as Pasuk says, nidarai l'Hashem ashalem. Those nidarim that I took to Hashem, in other words, they were taken to bring an offering, those I will fulfill. Those I will pay up. Have a wonderful day.